Tony to shalem the kefil. No, they themselves only have to pay the kefil. Trash mishalem the kefil. Vu mishalem shloisha levad hakeren. It comes out to what the actual keren, the ganav himself has to pay, because the ganav himself admits that he made a gneiva. He has the gneiva. So the first Edim, what did they want to make him pay more than he has to pay? Only the kefil. So therefore, the first Edim have to pay the kefil. And the original ganav has to pay the kefil. That's all. And about if they have to pay not the dalad vhei, that's the machlokes. With the second pair of Edim, they want to be mechayev now the ganav to pay the extra three. So if you hold it's called the good Edis, that like sumchis, he would have to pay the extra three. But if you hold, like the Rabbonin, that's called Edis, Shiat Yochel Yazimam, then the ganav doesn't have to pay the dalad vhei. All the ganav has to pay is only the keren, and these Edim have to pay the kefil.
Now, just one more thing. Now, in the sugi before, first of all, that we had that moed beknas. So he said, if you're not mechayiv yourself anything now, that there we say, if your edim come later, that you would be chayiv. So Rashi learns the pshat is that since you hoidor right now, it's not called a good hoidor because you're only coming to pati yourself to free yourself. Whereas if you be mechayiv yourself something right now, so then we say you really mean it. But in the case where you're freeing yourself completely, there the pshat is Rashi learns is not called hoidor at all. So the door is not a good door because maybe you're only coming to free yourself. But on this, the Rabbi Chanan in the Kriva Shorim asked the Kashif, so what was the Gemara's Kashif before from Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, when he said that he freed his Eved, for sure he wasn't lying, like he meant it. It says he was Simcha Gedol, it says he was. So there, his door on the Chura shouldn't be any proof, because there the door was a good door. That's one horror. Secondly, in this lesson, machlokes about edus shiat yochel azimam. Usually, they learn the pshat of machlokes is in sumchas and the rabbonin. What's the yisoid of edus shiat yochel azimam? Is it exeras hakosev that the edus has to be yochel azimam? And if not, it's not called edus. That's what the rabbonin hold here. And sumchas hold no. It's a svara. Like we said, we have to prove that they're telling the truth. Otherwise, we're afraid maybe they're lying. If that's those four, then over here there's no problem. Because over here we're not afraid they're lying, since the ganav himself admits that he stole in front of them. So when these two Edom come and say that he was ganav, there's no problem, maybe they're lying. Like we know for sure they're not lying. So really, some Achronim want to learn, that's good for the Machlokes and two Tzvutzim in Tosfos and Makis, the first Tosfos. If the Yisoid of Edus, Shiat Yechol Azimah, is Tam Megzeras HaKosav, it has to be that way. Or it's a sword that maybe the Edom are lying, we have to have a proof that he's not lying. So there, in this case, there wouldn't be any chesaron. We know for sure he's not lying. All right, Mustafa.
You're holding daf ayin vav amar aleph on top. Again, the Mishnah says that gonav the gemara that gonav higdish v'yachakach tofachul mochor. So Mishnah says that he's potter from dal v'hei. He only has to pay the kefil. If the ganav first made a gneiva, then he was makdishit, and then he made a tficha mechira, so he's pota from dal vehei. So Mor says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Bishlei ma tficha le mechayev. You understand why after you makdishit. Now if you make a tficha, if the ganef makes a shrita, the reason why he's pota from dal vehei, tichi kotofach, te hegdish kotofach. Because now the shrita is on a hegdish, on a korban. Veloi demore kotofach. He's not making a tficha on the bailins, on the original owner's animal. Because when the ganav made a geneva, and once he's makdashit, so of course like yish, we're talking about after yish, and hegdash is chal, so Rashi says, to abalacha yish kaiminim, we're talking about after yish. Dilifna yish loy kitcha. Vechivin di yayish, kiniya hegdash is koinerit, be yish, vishina vishus. Hilkach lav demor katofach. He's not making a tficha on the bailins. So that I understand. If you mark the shit first, and then you make a tzficha, it's not a tzficha on the original owners. It's like you are kind of it already. It belongs to Hegdish. So therefore, you're not over dollar v'hei. Elo a Hegdish l'chayiv. But the question is, when the ganef, if you steal a shor, you make a geneva, and then the ganef makes the Hegdish should be like a mechira. Mali mochra l'hegit, mali mochra l'shamayim. We know if the ganef takes it and makes the mechira, sells it to somebody else, or a hegdish, he's chayav the dal v'hei. So now that the ganef was makdish it, what is hegdish? You're like giving it over to the gizbi, giving it over to shemayim. So you're giving it to the hegdish. So why isn't the ganef chayav dal v'hei for that? He should be chayav to the original bailim to pay dal or hey, because he made a mechira. He like was makdish it. So mali you give it to a hegdish, mali you give it to shemayim. That's the Gemara's kasha.
So how can you
So Mar says, I'll answer you, Amishna Hamani Rabbi Shimon he. I'll tell you, Amishna goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yama that Rabbi Shimon holds and says, Kodashim Shechai Bach Yuson, if the Ganif, let's say over here, was Maktish the shore, and he was Makabal Achrayis upon it, like he said, Horei Elai Oilo. And now he was Maktish this animal for the Korban Oilo. Rishusai Demore Kaimei. It's still called him Rishusai, whoever was Maktishit. That's Rabbi Shimon Svara. Because we say, we'll soon say Rashi, Dovra Gerla Momis Kamaman Domi. So therefore, this Ganif, when he's Maktishit, it still remains in his Rishus. So it's not called it left his Rishus, that's not called the Mechira. A Mechira means the Ganif now gives it over to somebody else. But according to Rabbi Shimon, when you Maktish an animal, when you and your Sachrai is upon you, it's still called like you're the Bailam of it. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon he, Ukagoin Sha'omar Hareya Lai Ola. The Ganef first made a chiv upon himself, Harei Elai Ola. For if Rosh Geneva Zun, he set aside this Geneva, Lenivra for the Neder. Now, the chiv on the Chayi Bachar Yusai, since the Ganef is Chayi Bachrai, is if the Shor gets lost, he has to bring another one. Therefore, the Dovra Gerla Momin, who? Kemam and Dami. Since this is worth money to you, the Ganef, because if this gets lost, you'll have to have another one. So it's called Gerim, it's causing you to keep money. Therefore, it's considered like yours. Therefore, Balav Mechirah, it's not called a good Mechira. But, the Mishnah says, if you're Maktishit, and then the Ganif makes a Tfichis Potter, that's true. The Afagad, the Rishus, the Ganif Kaim, even though it's in the Rishus of the Ganif, the Imov, the Chayim Achrusim, that if it gets lost, he has to pay for it. But, Chal Olei Miyo Shem Hegdish. But it's Chal Olei the Shem Hegdish on this animal now. Le Yafuke Mirishus Morekamo. That it's not considered like the original owner owns it anymore. Therefore, this Ganif, he made a Maisi Ganei, but then he was Makdashit. So the Hegdish now is enough to take it out of the original owner's Rishus. It doesn't belong to the original owner. Therefore, if the Ganif now makes a Tfirich, he's Potter from Dal Vahei. The question was, let the actual Hegdish be like a Mechira. The Torah says, no, it's still called Rishus HaGanif, like Reb Shimon that holds, Dovra Ger Lamam Nis Kamam Adami. So this the Gemara says, no. So Gemara says, Hamid is Sefer Rabbi Shimon. Since the end of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah says clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, Havi Reishu would be Mashmat at the beginning of the Mishnah, Lav Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Shimon. So we saw the beginning of the Mishnah that says, even though the Ganef is Makdish, still is potter from Dal Vehei, is not Alibi to Rabbi Shimon. So we saw not Alibi to Rabbi Shimon, when the Ganef is Makdishit, why isn't that considered like he made a Mechira? As if he gave it over to somebody else that belongs to Hegdish now. So why isn't the Ganif Chayiv Dal Vehei for the Maisa Hegdish? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you. Elo Hocha B'mayaskinen. You know what the Reish of Amishnah is talking about? The Kodishim Kalim. We're talking about a Shlomim, a Toida, Kodishim Kalim. And therefore, V'yalib the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Our Mishnah could hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds. The Omer that he says, Kodishim Kalim, Momim Bailamu. That if you makdish a korban shlomim, you makdish kochim kalim, it's still called the owner owns it. Whoever's makdish it is still in your rishus. So therefore, here when this ganif is makdish to shor, it's still considered like in the rishus of the ganif. Therefore, it's not called a mechira. A mechira means you sell it to somebody else. Now it's in somebody else's rishus. If you only makdish kochim kalim is called mamon bailam. Like Rashi says, zukach lav mechiri. But of course it went out of the original owner's Rishus, because Shem Hegdish, since it has the name Shem Hegdish on it. And therefore, when the Ganef now makes a Tzvicha, it's called Lav Demore Kotofach. It's only a Svara that the Ganef now is not making a good Maisa Mechira. Since by Kotchim Kalim it's still in the Rishus of the Ganef, that's not called a Mechira. So Gemara says, what do you want to tell me? Avokotche Kadoshim, but let's say this Ganef would be Makdashit for Korban Oilo. Or a korban chatis, he would make it into a kotshim kadoshim. Then, my, what do you want to tell me then? Mishalm teshlum edal vehei b'chamisha. Yes. Then, when the ganef himself made this hegdish, the hegdish is called like a mechira, like mali mocha lehegit mali mocha leshemayim. When the ganef is makdishit, that's like a mechira. He's now giving it over to hegdish. If so, that's true. Adetoni reisha. Why does the reisha have to say go nafetofach? If the Ganef first made a Geneva, and then he made a Tficha, so we understand it's Chayav Dal Vehei. V'yacha kach Higdish, and then the Ganef is Makdashit, Mishalom Tashlum Dal Vehei. That's what the Mishnah before said. So, that's Pshita. Like if the Ganef first made a tzricha, avad is chayev dalt v'hein. But mashma, that's the only time yichayev, even though the technician involved. The question is why? Lif log v'list nebedido. Why don't we make a difference, even in a case where he was made a geneva, and then he was marked the shit before he made the tzricha? And why don't we say like this? When does our Mishnah here say that he's potter from Dal Vehei? That if the Ganef was marked the shit, he's potter if he makes the Tzvicha later? That's only Kodshim Kalim. Only by Kodshim Kalim, that's still called the Mamam Bailim. Therefore, when the Ganef was marked the shit, it's not considered the Mechira, because it still belongs to him. Avor the Kodesh Kadoshim, but when the Ganef is marked the shit, makes it into a Korban Ola, makes it into Kodesh Kadoshim, then Mishalam Tashlumi above the Chamisha. Even in this case, even if the Hegdish took place before the Tzvicha, still the Ganef is going to have to pay Dalet Vehei. Because we say now that the Hegdish, that's considered the Mechira. So why don't the Mishnah say this? Why does the Mishnah only say Mashmu Dorin Toy Michayim? Is if the Ganef first makes the Tzvicha, and then he's Makdashit. Mashmu, there's no way that he's first Makdashit and he should be Chayim Dalet Vehei. But the way we're saying now, no, when he's makdashit for Kodesh Kadoshim, that's called like a good mechira, so he should be chayav dalt vei for the Hegdish alone. Elul the Gemara says rather for the Mishnah's Mashm, Elul the Yerdim, I'll tell you no, that loishino kodshe Kadoshim, for loishino kodshim kalim, there's no difference. When the Ganef, and then he makes the Hegdish, no matter what type of the Hegdish he makes, still the mice that's not called like a mechira. He's not chayav dalt vei. Now the question is why? Oh, the Kashaloch, he had a question on this. Mali mochro lehedyit, mali mochro leshemayim. What should be the difference whether we're sold to Shemayim or sold to a hedyit? What should be the difference? The Gemara says like this. Mochro lehedyit, if he sells it to a hedyit, meikora tura de Ruvain, fahashta tura de Shimon. That's called the good mechira. When the Ganef has it, and now he sells it to Shimon, so up before the Shah belonged to Ruvain, now by selling it, it belongs to Shimon, there's a new person involved, it goes out of Ruvain's Rishus into Shimon's Rishus, that's called a good Mechira. For that, Yechayev Dal Vehei. But I'll tell you, Mochru L'Shamayim, when the Ganef, now after he made the Geneva, if he's Makdish the Shah, even though it's a Kodesh Kedoshim, but Meikara Tura de Ruvain, Fehashta Tura de Ruvain, it's still called the Tura de Ruvain, still called the Bailan Shor. Like Rashi says, Adayim Shem HaMagdishe Olav, Shekoru Olosa Shefloini. True, this Ganef made into a Korban Ola. But whose Korban Ola is it called? It's called the Ganef's. It's called your Korban Ola. You get the Kapara for it. So since it's still called your Korban Ola, that's not called the good Mechira. It's true, it's Chalon, it's now a new Shem Hegdish, but your name does not go off it. It's called your Korban. So your name is still here, and that's not called a good Mechira. That's why you'll be potter for Dalet Vehei for the Maisa Hegdish. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Oimer. Say for the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon makes a difference. That if it's Kochim Shechayi Bach Yusan, then Yechayiv. But if it's Kochim Shechayi Bach Yusan, then you're potter. So more says like this. Amri, let's say, Nehi the Sabah Rabbi Shimon, Mali Mochra Lehedyit, Mali Mochra Leshemayim, even if you want to say Rabbi Shimon holds the Svara, that when you be Makdashit, that's called the Maisa Mechira, and that's the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds by Kochim. You talk a Chayim Dal Vehei, the half a minimum soon see, the half a minimum going now is, that's what Rabbi Shimon says, Yechayim, is because of the Mechira. Like when you're Makdashit, that's the Mechira. So Gemara has a question, but still, Ipcha mi boilei. Still, Rabbi Shimon should have said just the opposite. He should have said that Kodeshim Shechayi Bach Yusin Potter. He should have said just the opposite. And the Mishnah says that Kodeshim that you're Chayi Bach Yusin. That means if you say Harei Olai, that you have an obligation upon yourself to bring a Korban Ola, and now you Makdish this Shor, that's called you have an Achrayus. Because even if this Shor gets lost or dies, you have to bring another one. So in the Mishnah it says that's the case that you Chayi Dal Vei. So Mora says it should be just the opposite. Kodshim Shechayi Bach Yusin Potter. Then you should be Potter from Dalet Vehei. Why? The Akati Lenofik Meshusa Kodeshim. It didn't leave the Rishus of Kodeshim. It's still in your Rishus. Since you're still Chayi Bach Rais, so this Shor is considered like yours. It's like Dover, Girl, the Mum, is Kamamadami. This Shor still belongs to you. It's the Ganef's. Because if something happens to it, the Ganef's going to have to buy another one. This is still considered the Mum of the Ganef. So if you want to be Mechayi the Ganef, because by being Makdashit, he is taking it out of his Rishus, putting it into Hegdish Rishus. That's mechira, but when you're still chayiv b'achrayis, no, it's still considered in your rishus. But rather, you should have said she'enu chayiv b'achrayisan. In a case where you didn't say harei olai lohavi korban olah, you just said harei zu korban olah. You have no achrayis. You just said this animal should be a korban olah. If it dies, it dies. I don't have to bring another one. In such a case, when you're not chayiv b'chiyusin, then it should have been chayiv. Then you should have said you chayiv for the mechira. The mafkulem rishusay, because now it's not in your rishus anymore. You're not chayiv achrayis. So when the ganef was makdish the shor, by the makdishit, that's by taking it out of your rishus, bringing it into hegdish's rishus. So that alone should be the mechira. So what does Rabbi Shimon say? Just the opposite. That kotchim shechayiv b'chiyusin yichayiv, and ain't a chayiv yipot. It should be just the opposite. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you. Rabbi Shimon, amil se'achwita koyi. Rabbi Shimon is going on something else. Vochi katoni. This is what Rabbi Shimon is going on. Tzad alocha, ein ha-goynef achar aganef, mishalm tashlumi da'ol v'hei. Aganef, after aganef, doesn't have to pay da'ol v'hei. That means if you steal from aganef, so you don't have to pay da'ol v'hei, even if you make a mechir or a tzvicha. V'chein goynef hegdish, mi beiz barlim. If Reuven was makdish ashor, and now a ganef comes and steals the shore away from the owner, and then he makes a tficha, he invites his potter. My time, what's the reason? Because we dashin v'gunav mi beiso ish. We dashin a geneva that yechayiv kefil is only if you steal the shore from the owner's house. It has to be a v'gunav mi beiso ish. V'loy mi beis hegdish. And not if you steal from hegdish, or not if you steal from a ganef. So when a ganef stole the shore, and now a second shore takes the shore away from that first ganef, he's potter for paying that kefil. Kefil is only the gunav mebeis ish. You have to steal it from the original owner. So what then if the bailam was makdashit? Once the bailam is makdashit, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. So now if somebody steals it from the owner, he's potter from paying kefil. That's the law of the Mishnah says. Now on this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kodoshim Shechayiv Achriyuson, Chayiv. Kodoshim that Shechayiv Achrayis, in such a case, now somebody steals it from you, you take a Chayiv. In other words, Reuven was Makdish Shishor. Let it be Kodoshim Kalim, let it be Kodoshim Kodoshim, doesn't make a difference. But Lamaisa Reuven is still Chayiv Achriyuson. That means he said, Horei Olai Oilo. So now if this Shor gets lost, he has to bring another one. So it comes out, this Shor is still called the Dov, or girl, the mom of him, it's still called like his mammon. Therefore, it's still called in his rishus. Therefore, if somebody steals it from him, he's chayiv kefil. My time, what's the reason? Karin and be vaguna ve beis ish. This is called the vaguna ve beis ish. Since lemaisa the beis ish, the owner has an achrayis on this korban, and if it gets lost, he has to pay for it. It's called davar garam lemamik mamadami. It's called me beis ish. That's what Shimon Svara. But v'sheinu chayiv achriyuson, when the owner was makdish hishor, he wasn't a mekabel achriyuson. They just said harezu oilo. If it gets lost, it's lost. That's all. So such a case, potter. If somebody comes now and steals this shor away from you, makes a geneva, he's potter from paying back kefil. You know why? The like harinen bei v'gunav mebeisu ish. This is not considered a v'gunav mebeisu ish. It's not called yistol for the beisu ish. So Mar says michti. Let's see michti. Shamin and Leila Reb Shimon, we hear from Reb Shimon, it's like a new kasha. So kids, that's Pshat now Mishnah. That the Mishnah is talking about, if the Bailim was Makdashit, and now a Ganav steals it from the Bailim, when is the Ganav Chayiv Kefil and Dalad Vayiv and Mesa Shchita? Only if the Bailim was Chayiv Achrayis. But if the Bailim is not Chayiv Achrayis, it's not called the Begun of a Beis Ish, so you put it from Kefil, so Pshit you put it from Dalad Vayiv. Now the Gemara says, Michti, though, let's see. That Shamin and Leila Reb Shimon, we know Reb Shimon, Shita is, the Omar, that he says, Shchita Sheinu Ruya, Loi Shema Shchita. We know whenever the Torah has to have a Maisa Shchita, a Shchita means if you're allowed to eat the meat of the animal. Anytime the Shchita is done, but it doesn't make a heter, you still can't eat it, that's not called the Shchita Satera. So what's going on here? The Bailim was Makdish to Shor. Now a Ganav comes and steals it. So okay, good, it's called the good of the Beis Ish. The Ganav has to pay kefil. Now when he makes a tficha shchita, so it's mashma the kontra of Shimon, he's chayiv dalad v'hei. The question is why he made a shchit in kotchim, and the churi shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. If you have kotchim that you make the shchit outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not worth 2 cents. You're not allowed to eat it. It's also called kotchim machutz, it's also, you can't eat it. So what is of Shimon say chayiv dalad v'hei? That's not called a good shchita. That's a shchita shein aruya. So what's it like this? Kotchim nami. The Chur, you're making the Shechita outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's not called a good Shechita. So Mor says, no. That we're talking about now, the Ganet stole the shore from the Bailim. He stole the shore from Reuven, it's the Korban Eiloh, and the Ganet takes it to the Beis Hamikdash, and he shechts it l'shem Reuven. He shechts his Korban Eiloh l'shem the Bailim. So if so, he made a tficha on the Geneva, but it's called the Shechita Ruya, because the Maisa, the Shechita is kosher for the Korban. For the Gemara, if that's the case, it's not called the Geneva then. For the Gemara, by Rechonzu, a Karen the Bailim. He's like returning the Karen to the Bailim. The other Rabbi is bringing the carbon for the Bailim. There's no Geneva then. He's returning it now. What was the Geneva? That you stole the carbon from your friend. But if you take this carbon and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and Shecht of him, Matevo Manoi, you're bringing a carbon for him. So you're not Chai for that. You can't be Chai of Dal Vay for that. So Maris is like this. We're talking about like this. B'shas the shechita nechnami the ganef made the shechita l'shem the bailim. So b'shas shechita it's called the shechita ruya. But you ask the question if Yonah is mekayim is chayv with this carbon. So where's the ganeva? He was yoytz is chayv. The Torah says no. After the shechita the blood got spilled out. They ruined the blood. So l'maisa they can't bring this carbon for the bailim. So the bailim they still have to have another carbon. So therefore, who caused him to have a loss here? The ganef. Therefore, the ganef is chayiv, is called the ma'aser ganeva. And he's chayiv dal v'hei also. What was your question though? The shechita is called the shechita shen ruya. No. V'shas the shechita alone, the shechita was done inside the Beis Hamikdash, l'shem the carbon. So v'shas the shechita was a good shechita. So therefore, you chayiv for that shechita. Just you want to ask the question, it's called chazra, a care on the bailim. No, since the blood got spilled out, the carbon is not kosher, it's not called the bailim, received his carbon back. The carbon, the avoiders weren't good. They don't have, they can't make a zirika. Another Teretz Gemara says, ki yasi rovin, when rovin came back, om Rabbi Yechanan, instead of the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the case is like this, b'shoichei tzmimim b'fnim. True, the ganef stole somebody's carbon oil, or carbon shlomim, and he's now taken it into the Beis Hamikdash and he shechted it, but shaloi l'shem bailim. He made a shechita with a carbon shlomim, let's say, a carbon shlomim or a carbon oil, shaloi l'shem bailim. The Rashi brings down, that's the first mission in Zvachim, that kol ha-zvachim shenizbuch shaloi l'shemon ksherim. Now the Maaseh, the carbon itself is kosher. Even though you don't shecht it for the right bailim, you shecht it for somebody else, so the right bailim doesn't have his kapara. But the mice of the carbon is a good carbon. So it's called a shechita haruya. But the mice that's called the geneva, because the bailim is not yotze dechayv, you still have to bring another carbon. So you're causing them to bring another carbon, therefore you chayv.